Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. Happy Beltane! This is Selena Fox, and tonight we celebrate Beltane time with fairy folk magic. I invite you, wherever you may be, to take a few moments and connect with the place where you are listening to this podcast, or if you're joining me on my Selena Fox Updates Facebook Live, then tune in to wherever you're watching. Spend a few moments and connect with the place where you are at, the spirit of place. We honor the ancient ones that once dwelled at the place where each of us is. And we honor our connections with the spirits of place and with the community of spiritual life connected with this place. Let us honor the spirits of the earth, of the air, of the fire, of the water, the great spirit that connects us all together. Let us connect with the spirit of Beltane, not just the actual date or dates we may be celebrating Beltane, but Beltane as a turning of the wheel of the year, the time leading right up to Beltane celebrations and the time right after. We connect with the spirit of Beltane. And we connect with the divine by whatever name or names we work with the sacred in our own tradition. Great Mother, Great Father, Great Spirit, divine as one, divine as many, we call to you, we honor you, come and be with us. And we call to the fae, to the fairy folk, as one and as many, the fae from the past, the fae present, the fae yet to come. We connect with the fae, and let's call in the May. So be it. Call in the May, honor the fae. 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 Beltane is an ancient sacred time and holiday. Yes, we get the name Beltane from the ancient Celtic peoples. Today, people of many ancestral heritages that are connected with celebrating contemporary paganism and other forms of eco-spirituality. Beltane is being celebrated around the Northern Hemisphere. I'm coming to you live with this podcast as we go into Beltane weekend. some people will celebrate Beltane on April 30th, May Eve, as it's also known, and some will celebrate on May Day, May 1st, in the Northern Hemisphere. In the Southern Hemisphere, we're talking October 31st and November 1st for Beltane there. Wherever you may be, I hope that tonight, as we explore Beltane and ways to connect with the Fae, that you'll be able to weave this into your own Beltane celebrations. Beltane is a time for celebrating the flowering of life. And many call it the beginning of summer. Indeed, the Celts, who had four fire festivals that marked the wheel of the Celtic year, this was the time for bringing the summer in. And contemporary pagans today, many of us not only celebrate the Celtic fire festivals, but also the solstices and the equinoxes. Beltane is midway between the spring equinox and the summer solstice. One of the reasons for starting out our time together in exploring Beltane fairy magic with connecting with the place where you're at is that has a big impact, or should, in terms of how you celebrate Beltane. Being connected with the land as not only a physical location but a spiritual dimension is something that is an ancient practice. Here in Wisconsin, which is the north central part of the USA in North America, we are having the grass start greening again. We are starting to see some blooming of flowers. People further south of us, but still in the Northern Hemisphere, have been having blooms for weeks, and in some cases, months. So one of the things to be aware of is how the circle of seasons work with your own area, and being aware of the land as a whole, as well as specific dimensions of the natural world. We connected with the sacred elements of nature, earth, air, fire, water, spirit. The five elements of nature that many people incorporate in their Beltane rituals and rituals for each of the turnings of the wheel of the year and other rites has its roots in ancient Greek paganism, and the pentacle, the five-pointed star, encircled each of the points of the star represent one of those elements of nature. When I work with fairy folk, I work with the fae connected with land as a whole. So we're talking about vegetation, and we're talking about creatures, and we're talking about ecosystems. And I also work with the fae that some will call elementals. I'll call them the elements fae, for each of the five elements of nature. The fifth element, spirit, some will specifically call that as part of rite. Some will see that spirit dimension as being the interconnecting force. At Beltane, we work with all of the elements of nature. We celebrate the greening of the land. We celebrate the sky. We celebrate the waters in the form of not only the oceans that make up a good portion of planet Earth, but the fresh waters in the form of streams and wells and springs and rivers and lakes and ponds and precipitation, mist. And one of the things that you may want to have as part of celebrating the Fae at Beltane time, is creating an altar celebrating the place where you're at and celebrating the Fae in a variety of different forms. You may want to have a bowl of water that you have gathered from your local area. You may want to have an image of the sun of energy of the sacred fire. For many people, that takes the form of a sprouting sprig. It might be from a tree or a bush, and it could be an herb plant that has a branch that's starting to sprout. The sun energy bringing forth new life. That's why in some traditions, the wand is connected with the element fire. For earth, get some soil or rock from the land where you're at. And for air, you may want to have a feather or chimes, some incense to represent the air. And for spirit, a sacred symbol. I work with quartz crystals often as my spirit symbol. You may also want to create or find some symbol that represents the Fae. And I have a crafted symbol, and this little Fae creature, you'll see it's a winged one. And do I see the Fae taking this form when I'm out communing with nature? No, but I have used this iconically as a way of tapping into fairy folklore. Yes, Tinkerbell has led to a great deal of small fairy folk with wings that are part of various storytellings, not just in Peter Pan and other forms of Disney movies and imagery, but the winged fairy ones sometimes will appear with wings, but my own experience in working with the Fae has been connecting with them more in a sense, in a energetic, intuitive attunement. And when there has been a physical manifestation, it typically has been in the form of a light or lights. Something that you may want to do in addition to having some kind of Beltane altar in your home where you have symbols of different dimensions of nature and honoring the Fae in some one or more ways, you may want to create an outdoor place at your home area. Even if you're in a very large city and don't have much green space around you, chances are near the place where you dwell, there may be a tree or a bush or some bit of green that you can have as a place for honoring your connections with the land and with the Fae that's connected with your particular location. Yes, the Fae can be worked with in a more universal sense that are on the planet as a whole, and the elemental Fae is one way to do that. But that's just part of fairy magic, being able to have direct connection with the spiritual dimensions of the place where you are is not only traditional and goes back into the realms of our ancestors, but it's something that is so much needed today at this time of planetary health crisis. I think that Beltane is not only an excellent time to strengthen our connection with the Fae, but to work with the Fae to help us understand ways to be effective in working with other humans to clean up our mess, to get solutions for the pollutions, And yes, this is a different kind of way of working with the fae than you're likely to encounter in some fairy faith books and some books about fairy rituals. But I think at this point in human life on planet Earth, we need to get humankind in better relation with the rest of the natural world. And the fae can help us with this. Fae can take a variety of different forms. They may appear to you in some different forms. You may not actually get any visuals at all. You might get a sense through some inner knowings, some words within your own consciousness. That might be a form of communication. Some people call that clairaudience, which is intuitive messages connecting with one or more spiritual dimensions and forces. You might get some visuals. That often is known as clairvoyance, which is being able to see with psychic sight. You may actually get imagery, eyes open or eyes closed. You may have clairsentience, which is intuitive sensing in other ways. There's a number of different approaches to intuitively connect with the fae, and it isn't necessary to have fully developed psychic abilities in order to make contact. I think all of us have instinctually good ways of feeling at peace with places we are at that are beloved for us and that loves us. And I do think being able to build on what we already have accessible is important. So you may want to create a fairy shrine outdoors. Now this can take the form of taking a clear quartz crystal and going to a favorite tree in your home area. If you're in a house and you have a tree in your yard, commune with the tree, get a sense about it being a fairy portal, a shrine place. If you get a good sense from the tree, it's good to work with it in that way. Then somewhere at the base of the tree, without harming the root of the tree, plant the crystal and let it be a portal for your work, not only with the tree spirit, but with the spirit of place and with the great circle of fae that are in your area. You might be in a place where you're in an apartment in a very tall building, and it's a long way to the ground. So a way of being able to make some contact would be to find a pebble or a piece of stone or rock from your local area that you can actually take indoors and put on a home altar, or you may create a fairy shrine in your own home area. If you're not actually the landowner, you have to be a bit more careful of what you actually put in the land and how you work with it. And that's a subject that I will talk about probably in another podcast, or you can take a look at some of the ones that I've done on spirit of place in the past to get some more information about that. But essentially, having some place where you connect with the fae is a really good start. Having a practice for connecting with the fae and being able to do some form of offering at Beltane time. Some say at Beltane time and midsummer, or what some people call summer solstice or Lipa, these are very powerful times for connecting with the fae. The fae are with us year-round, but at Beltane, this is a time where earth and sky are celebrated and their unity is celebrated. The dancing of the maypole over the generations is a way of having earth and sky bringing about a unification for prosperity and bounty on the land. Earth and sky, earth and sky. God and goddess unify. Earth and sky, earth and sky. God and goddess unify. We've used that chant as we've done some maypole dancing. We actually have a year-round maypole at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve and have had one ever since we got this land back in 1983 for our very first Beltane year. We put up a maypole and we celebrate the land, the sky above us, and all the elements and divine forces, including the Fae. So you may want to have a small maypole, a symbolic maypole, or a picture of a maypole on your Beltane Fae altar. Or if you have a fairy shrine indoors or out, you may want to have an image of Beltane that's iconic. A maypole is one image, or something that can be easy to do is create a May basket. Now, May baskets have been around for a really long time, and it's essentially, there's a whole lot of lore about that, and I have some Beltane podcasts that goes more into the May basket lore. But being able to have some offerings of flowers, they could be flowers from a plant that is in a pot and blooming, such as a hyacinth or a daffodil that you would later plant outside, or it might be fresh flowers you picked and used as offerings, or these are my symbolic blossoms. They're made out of silk, and they last and last because they're representational flowers. Having some kind of flowers as an offering and as a symbol of Beltane, the Fae folk tend to like flowers. Yes, there are flower fairies, and some people work with each of the types of flowers and recognize the spirit of each type of flower has a fairy presence that is a guardian of that type. So a daffodil, a rose, a chrysanthemum, a dandelion, each of those have their own kind of special fae. But flowers as a whole are used as offerings to honor the spirits of nature. And something else that you may want to do as part of fairy folk magic is to wear the green. And wearing the green, yes, we think back at spring equinox time, it's a way to celebrate the coming of the warmer weather of the spring, but it's been long associated with the fairy folk. And I enjoy wearing different shades of green as well as multicolors in the form of crowns and capes and whatever. Beltane is such a wonderful, fun holiday celebrating the height of fertility and blooming and flowers and joy, making merry. It is a fun holiday. And actually, each of the Sabbaths in the Wheel of the Year can have fun and pleasure connected with them. But Beltane has a long tradition for having a lot of fun and frolic connected with it. So an altar honoring the Fae at an altar in your home, honoring the Fae at an altar or shrine that's set up specifically for the Fae outdoors, having some type of offering that you give to the Fae and some words that you speak, being connected with the place where you are doing your rite, wearing green, and having greens is another way of connecting with the Fae. Now, there is a tradition known as the May Bush. People know about maypoles and actually the ribbons that get woven around maypoles at this time of year, which have their roots actually back in Victorian England. Actually, they're a later addition to maypole traditions. But in addition to having the maypole, garland crowns, another tradition connected with Beltane, that you may want to wear a garland crown or to fashion one as an offering for the Fae. And one of the colors connected with Beltane, and part of this has to do with what local vegetation might be blooming, but a traditional color for Beltane is yellow flowers. So you may want to get a small wreath, either one that you get from symbolic flowers, you craft from that, or actual flowers such as dandelions, which can be in great abundance. They aren't blooming yet here in this part of Wisconsin. But no problem. I have my eternal yellow flower wreath that I've been working with to celebrate the May and to bring in the May. So having some kind of wreaths, having it on altars and shrines, these are all practices that can be a wonderful addition to Beltane celebrations. And in fact, many people will center their Beltane observances around fairy folk magic. One of the most powerful ways of connecting with fairy folk at Beltane is to do what I call taking in the green. Take a nature walk in a natural place. This, if you're out in a rural area, go to a place that has some wildness connected with it. Farm fields are great, but if you can go into a woods or a meadow down by a naturally occurring spring or some other place where the vegetation is growing wild without a lot of human interference and attention, going to a wild place, going into the green, and taking some time and communing with the green space. Being able to tune into the green, honoring the green, and just being one with it. The Fae can come to play just by such a practice. It helps if you prepare yourself for this type of ritual, that you make time for it. You aren't going to try to rush. It isn't like you need to fit it in within between meetings or whatever. Give yourself some time to not only prepare for it, but to take the journey, and once you've gone to a wild green space, to be able to be there for a while. If you aren't prepared to actually sit on the ground or you need some support, you might want to take a small camp chair or whatever, something to sit on, so that, or you might prefer to stand, but a place where you can be comfortable. And I also suggest that you take some water with you, some clean drinking water, and perhaps some crackers or sweets or a bit of bread or a bit of fruit, something sweet as a kind of offering. when you arrive at the spot, to honor the place, pour a bit of the water down, set a bit of the food down, and honor the spirit of the land, and to call to the fae that you're there to pay respects and to honor, and to invite the fae to come and be with you in a way that is good for them and good for you. And then just spend some time being one with the place. When you are feeling complete with the experience, it's also a good idea to do an offering at the end. Now, offerings can take a physical form, pouring some kind of water or herb tea. I plan to be using some apple cider that was ritually created at our fairy shrine ceremony that begins our Beltane festival this coming weekend. So it can take some form of herbal tea or mead, or there's a lot of different ways that you can pour a liquid offering. And if you're using some kind of crackers or sweets, something that can biodegrade and nurture the land, and you can do that at the beginning and do it at the end. It's also a good idea to have some words to express intention. Why is this important? It strengthens your connection with the spiritual dimensions and forces. It's a sign of respect, and it's good spiritual manners. So honor the fae when you arrive, commune with the fae, and then give thanks. And make sure that you leave whatever place that you've been at in a good way. Disturb it as little as possible, and to truly express appreciation from deep within your being to the place and to the fae that are part of it. What can you expect when you go into the green, you go into the wilds, and you do so to honor the fae? Well, for some people, they have a sensation of just feeling very at peace. Some really have fun with this and actually feel elated. Others, it may take the form of some kind of meditative or even visionary experience. And other people, it may just be a peaceful, calm time without really phenomena per se. So each person and their spiritual alignments and practices are different. And one of the things that I have as part of Beltane rituals and celebrations, in addition to honoring the fae, is to also honor ancestors, knowing that it's very likely all of us have ancestors. If you go back far enough in our family trees, whether you know your ancestral lineages or not, you will find that there you are descended from people who have communed with nature in sacred ways. How close those folkways are to the here and now and to your own life really depends on your upbringing and your spiritual practices. I certainly came to understand about spiritual dimensions of nature as I grew up, especially from my father's parents who lived in rural Maryland and had close relationships with the creatures and the plants on their land and the land itself, and traditions that had been passed down primarily through Scottish and English folk traditions as various lines came to what is now known as the USA back in the 16 and 1700s. On my mother's side, my resonance with ancestral magic connected with land spirits and fairy folk. Yes, I have some Scottish there as well, but it's been more Germanic and Swiss. And pretty much being able to connect with ancestors is another way of aligning yourself with the fae, especially if you're tapping into those ancestors that had it as part of their ceremonial practices. What are some other ways of connecting with the fae, of doing fairy magic? Doing some guided meditation. You may guide the meditation yourself, or you may take part in a meditation guided by someone else. And in a few moments, I will guide a Beltane fairy folk magic meditation for those of you who would like to take part and are in a place where you're able to do so. And if you aren't in a place where you can actually have the quiet to be able to actually take the journey now, you can listen to this meditation later at another time, or use it to inspire your own visualization. Another thing that you can do for fairy folk magic is to do some research on fairy folk ways. And you can do this by looking into books of fairy lore. Sometimes the old pagan religions are known as fairy faith or fairy folk religion. There are all sorts of customs that can be quite interesting and tales. There's music, there's artwork, and you can go on social media and you can take a look at some of the ways that fairy folk are being depicted artistically and being celebrated in old folk songs as well as contemporary music. And yes, there are a variety of different theatrical performances, even Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream. Yes, that's for the next turning of the wheel, midsummer or summer solstice. But you will find a rich heritage of fairy lore across different cultures and around the world. Now, fairy folk may not be called fairy folk in every culture. I mean, we are dealing not only with different geographical areas, but cultures, spiritualities, and languages. So they have a number of different names depending on where in the world you are tapping into fairy folk. But something that you may do is do a online search, and you could put in fairy folk or the she, S-I-D-H-E, that's the Irish name for fairy folk. Or you might put the little people, that's another nickname for the fairy folk, although some fairy folk aren't very little at all. They're actually quite enormous land guardians that I've encountered anyway. And then put in the name of a culture or a place on the planet and see what lore. You might put fairy lore Germany or fairy lore China or fairy lore Ecuador. See what comes up in a search. And why I'm suggesting as part of doing fairy folk magic is being able to tap in to human writings and depictions of fairy folk across cultures around the world through time gives you a more holistic understanding of fairy folk traditions. And when it comes time to do your own personal rituals and meditations and practices, you have a deeper and more full understanding of these fairy folk realms. Well, I invite you now to find a comfortable place to sit. I mean, you certainly can stand if you wish, but you may want to let your body be in a comfortable position. You may want to lay down. You want to remove any possible distracting sounds and sights. If you've got other tech on, computers and cell phones and whatever, and just turn all of that off for now. Turn off your notifications and just create a quiet space, minimize distractions as much as you can. You may want to shut the door, lower the lights. If you're indoors, if you're outside, find a place which is more private where you're not likely to be disturbed. It won't be a long meditation, but I'd like to guide it so that you have an experience yet tonight as we go into Beltane time, and so that you have some ideas for crafting your own fairy folk magic meditations and rituals. So taking a few moments, centering yourselves, and one of the real powerful ways of doing centering is using your breath, taking deep, slow breaths in and out, and as you release your breath, dispelling any type of stress, things that are concerning you, just set it aside for now. Breathing in relaxation, breathing out and releasing what's not needed, dispelling that. And taking a few moments, centering yourself according to your own tradition. For some people, they like to do some type of embodiment, reflection, experiencing oneself, not just being in the head, listening and processing information, but getting the whole body involved. So experiencing your feet, your legs, your whole torso, your arms, your hands, your neck, your head, experiencing your whole body. And you may want to just tense it up a bit and then just release it to help cleanse away any stress that is not needed for you to journey. One of the things that I find is helpful for meditation is to actually envision a circle of light around, not only to create a symbolic safe space, but an actual self space. And as one does inner journeys, that becomes a focal point that if you do need to return before meditation is totally done, you have a orientation image and symbol in place that you can use to safely and quickly return as is needed. So I invite you to imagine yourself encircled with a radiant light, the color of starlight, all the colors of the rainbow and in balance, and a beautiful radiant light around you, blessing your space and creating a safe place for you to journey and connect with the realm of the Fae. Circle of light. Circle of sound, circle of Beltane, circle around, circle of light, circle of sound, circle of Beltane, circle around, circle of light, circle of sound, circle of Beltane, circle around. And as you experience yourself in your sacred circle, spend a few moments and honor the sacred by whatever name or names you work with. Her, him, them, it, all of the above, none of the above, whatever form of the divine or source that you are most aligned with. Divine as one, divine as many, come and be with us. each of us in our own way as we journey into the Beltane time and honor the Fae. So spend a few moments doing a prayer like this or work with some similar concepts. Attune and commune, align with the divine. And now I invite you to pay your respects to the spirit of place where you're at. Spirit of place, guide me in this sacred space. Spirit of place, guide me in this sacred space. Spirit of place, guide me in this sacred space. And closing your eyes or lowering your gaze, I now invite you to call on the Fae. We're going to call on the Fae in several ways. We're going to begin with the universal calling of the Fae. Imagine a radiant light forming before you as you call to the Fae. Fairy folk, I call to you and honor you. Be here in a way that is good for you and good for me and all that is. Guide me and be here as I enter the Fae dimension. Imagine that beautiful light glowing before you. Calling on your ancestors who know the ancient ways of nature. Ancestors, ancient ones, guide me. Help me, aid me in my fairy folk magic. And as you continue to align yourself with sacred forces and with the Fae as a whole, use the word Fae or fairy and silently repeat it over and over with some words of honor. Honoring the Fae. Honoring the Fae, honoring the Fae with this journey today. Honoring the Fae, honoring the Fae, honoring the Fae with this journey today. Honoring the Fae, honoring the Fae. Honoring the Fae with this journey today. Spend a few moments of quiet now, honoring the Fae in your own way. And we call forth the fairy folk of Beltane. Beltane Fae, come this way. Beltane Fae, come this way. Beltane Fae, come this way. And pay attention to what you experience in the next few moments as you chant. Beltane Fae, come this way. Beltane Fay, come this way. Beltane Fay, come this way. Come and play, Beltane Fay. Come and play, Beltane Fay. Come and play, Beltane Fay. And in the next few moments of quiet, imagine the Fae taking a form in your mind's eye. Maybe the form of a light, it may be in the form of creatures or plants or symbols. Be open, respectful, curious, collaborative with whatever fae may come your way. And as you continue to reflect and connect, be aware of any images that come to mind, any words or sensations. And give thanks. And in a way that works for you, I invite you to now call forth to say in some specific ways, calling to the fae of plants, and let an image, a sensation of a fae, a fairy folk connected with one or more types of plants, come to mind. It might be an image of a plant. It might be a creature with plant-like images, like one of the green ones. Connect with the fae of plants. Give thanks and know that you can learn from the green world of plants by working with the fae that watch over different forms of vegetation, different types of plants. Give thanks and call on the fae of creatures. Let the fae connected with some type of creature. It may be small, like a lightning bug or a hummingbird, or it may be large, a deer. So see what form of creature fae may come your way in the next few moments. Creature fae, come this way. And as you connect with the creature fae, express appreciation for what you're experiencing in a way that's appropriate for your experience. Give thanks to the creature fae and the creature. And let yourself shift your awareness now to a creature fae connected with the earth, shifting into an elemental form of the fae, shifting from creature fae to an earth spirit fae. What form does the fae of the earth take as you call earth spirit fae to consciousness? Give thanks call forth invite the air spirit fae to take a form and be present for a few moments. Give thanks. Call forth the fire spirit fae. Come and be with you in a form that's right for this Beltane. Be aware of what form the fire spirit fae takes as it comes your way. Give thanks. Call forth the water spirit fae. Let it take a form that you can connect with. And give thanks. And as you call forth fae of the element spirit, let that fae be a planet fae, one of the fae connected with planet Earth, our home. Honor the planet spirit fae. And now calling to mind the fae in whatever ways it, they have appeared. Imagine that they are circling you, doing a ring dance around where you are inside your sacred circle, experiencing a circle of the fae being around you. Be one with their sacred dance, bringing in the May. And let a message come to you as you imagine all of this, of something that you can do at Beltane time to strengthen your connection not only with one or more forms of the fae, but with the place where you dwell and planet Earth, our home. Let a message come to you, guidance for Beltane. Giving thanks for the Fae and as the circle of Fae is around you, give thanks. The circle comes to an end as you give thanks to all the Fae that have come your way, knowing that your imagination is a way to connect with the Fae. And whether you consider this as creative expression, a spiritual encounter, a mystical expression, all of that or more, know that you are part of the process of Beltane magic of the Fae, giving thanks to the Fae of planet, of earth, air, fire, water, and the Beltane spirit of creatures and plants, of place, of ancestors. We give thanks. Each of us gives thanks for the sacred forces that we have worked with. Focusing our awareness now, that light that was before us, we can call that back to mind to aid us in our work with the Fae. And we focus on the circle of light, the circle of sound, the circle of Beltane that has circled around. We uncast it with our sound for now, and we carry with us our memories of our Beltane circle for communing with the Fae, and we give thanks for Beltane, for our connections with the Fae, with place, with planet, with the divine as one and many, with the Great Mother, Great Father, Great Spirit, the Ancient Ones, the ancestors, all the sacred forces. And so as you take some deep, slow breaths and open your eyes and experience that circle of light around that you've created, let it uncast and flow into yourself to bless you with health and well-being, giving thanks to the divine as one and many that we have worked with tonight. Beltane magic, Beltane light, Beltane spirit, Beltane right. Know that at Beltane there are many ways of celebrating and bringing in the May. Thank you all for joining in this Beltane Fairy Magic Workshop tonight. I want to give thanks to all who have tuned in live and who are watching and listening later, giving thanks to our podcasting team and the Circle Sanctuary that makes our podcasting network possible, to our community, to our land, and to Circle Sanctuary, the Nature Spirituality Church. Well, thank you all for tuning in, and I wish you all a wonderful Beltane. We have more podcasts about Beltane at circlesanctuary.org, and I have my guide to celebrating Beltane at circlesanctuary.org, And we have a Beltane Festival happening in 2022, April 29th, Friday, 30th, Saturday, and May 1st, Sunday. Yes, Beltane weekend is the actual dates that many people celebrate Beltane. And on Saturday, April 30th, May Eve, I'm doing May Eve Magic, an online workshop. Yes, we'll have people at our Beltane Festival here at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, where I'm coming to you live from inside our temple room. But you don't have to physically be at our Beltane Festival. You can tune in via my May Eve Magic. And if you want to be part of that workshop, be sure to register at circlesanctuary.org. And if you want to actually be part of our in-person festival with maple dancing, yes, we have a fairy shrine blessing. Judith and I are going to be up at the fairy shrine on Friday afternoon doing some offerings for the fae. So if you want to join us, be sure to register by Thursday, April 28th, 2022, because we have to get all our registrations done in advance so that we have plenty of time to get you the information that you need to come and join us in person. But also sign up by tomorrow, Thursday, if you want to be part of the online workshop that I'm doing on May Eve in the afternoon. Well, many thanks for being part of this special Beltane Fairy Magic Workshop. And I will conclude with yet another Bring in the May chant. Spirits of land, spirits of fae, join our right to bring in the May. Spirits of land, spirits of fae, join our right to bring in the May. Bright Beltane blessings. Thanks again for being part. So be it.
Your prayers, work your rites, burn your little candle day and night. You can shimmy till dawn to the pounding drums, but you best be ready when the horn one comes, yeah. If you wake to the sound of a hunting horn, dance a ring in the gathering storm. If the solstice time gets your panties in a wad, just the coming of the horn god. He will call you out, make you sweat, give you a blessing that you'll never forget. So revel in the chase and let your heartbeat run. Blessed are the children of the horned one, blessed are the children of the horned one. Hey, hunter who tracks outside of time, guardian lord of ancient rhyme, brother stag in the musky glen, consort of the goddess in the woodland den. We call you forth as we make our way, walking in your power every day. Guide us through in our hunt this night, maybe even later in the great rite. He will call you out, make you sweat, give you a blessing that you'll never forget. So revel in the chase and let your heartbeat run. Blessed are the children of the horned one. Sound of a hunting horn. If you dance a ring in the gathering storm. So revel in the chase and let your heartbeat run. gun. You best be ready when the horn one comes. He's gonna call you out, make you sweat, give you a blessing that you'll never forget. Revel in the chase and let your heartbeat run. Blessed are the children of the horned one. Blessed are the children of the horned one. Blessed are the children of the horned one.
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.